From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. European Union leaders agree on a plan to send thousands of migrants to Turkey. In exchange, Turkey would get certain political concessions and financial aid. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The EU's refugee relocation scheme is aimed at Syrians. The fate of other nationalities is as yet undecided. Part of Europe's proposed deal with Ankara would see migrants here in Greece sent back to Turkey. Under normal European rules, those subject to persecution are able to claim asylum in the EU. But the European rulebook is being rewritten, and the future for the refugees stranded in Greece is highly uncertain. Henry Ridgewell, Athens.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says atrocities committed by the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria amount to genocide. He says the group targets Yazidis, Christians, Shiites, and other populations for abuse. The Islamic State group has lost 22% of its territory in the past 15 months. The monitoring group IHS Jains says the losses are due to increased military pressure against the group, both in Syria and Iraq. Syrian Kurds declared a federal region Thursday in areas they control in the northern part of the country. It's a move that was immediately rejected by both the Syrian government and the main opposition group, the Syrian National Coalition. Sudan is threatening to close its border with neighboring South Sudan. It says South Sudan is supporting rebels fighting the Sudanese government. A senior assistant to President Omar al-Bashir Thursday aired the accusation and the border warning. The foreign minister of South Sudan denies his government is supporting rebels of the Sudan People's Liberation Army. This is VOA News.